Encouraging every step. You're listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and I'm doing our Community Matters interview today with Tiffany Jobe. She is the Director of Development at Hope's Place in Ashland, Kentucky. It is a child advocacy organization. And Tiffany, for those who maybe don't know what you guys do, could you give us a little bit of background?
Sure. We, like you said, are a child advocacy center, and we are a part of a system of sister centers throughout Kentucky. It's Kentucky CAC's Child Advocacy Centers. And what we do at Hope's Place is we help children ages birth through 18 and even some adults cope with physical and sexual abuse. It comes in many stages, and we try to cater to our clients in every stage. We can take referrals. At that point, we do an intake. Medical exams, we have a medical exam room and a doctor on call if that is needed. We can do forensic interviews, which are admissible in a court of law because we have several certified forensic interviewers, and they're absolutely wonderful. And they interview the children, and they kind of get their story. It's recorded, and it's also looked at by law enforcement, and like it's admissible in court, so it's going to be viewed by a judge or a jury. And what this does is lessens the trauma that a child would experience going into a courtroom, because that's it's quite scary when you're a kid, especially after you've been through what you've been through. So after that, we do provide court advocacy. We can send somebody with the kid if they feel uncomfortable. We also do mental health counseling, and that is really what I would consider our forte. We have the absolute best mental health counselors in the area who are trained in all different sorts of therapy, which is like TFCBT, play therapy, sensory therapy, you name it, just about every kind of therapy we can do. So, you know, we do follow up with families after. We provide advocacy for other things that they may need. They need food, shelter, medical exams or advice. We can help refer them out to other nonprofit agencies in the area. So that is a rather long version of what we do.
That's certainly an important, valuable service that you all provide. Can you tell me about how many children you all serve?
Sure. Well, nationally, 1 in 8 children are sexually abused before their 10th birthday. So the need is great nationally. Now, locally, last year we served close to 600 children, and that is in a 5-county area here in eastern Kentucky, and that does also include 2 counties in southeastern Ohio. So we serve a broad area, and even though we'll say 600 is a lot of cases, it's really, really not, because we know that these things are happening behind closed doors. We come from an area where family is so tight-knit, and a lot of things like sexual abuse, physical abuse, you know, we tend to keep that in the family because we don't want the reputation, we don't want that on our family name. So it's definitely a problem in our area, and since COVID has come to light, we have kind of seen an uptick in cases, and in a way, that's good, because we know that they're being reported and we can get these kids the help they need. But in a way, it's bad because there's a lot of kids that are not getting the help. So we count on people in the community to keep an eye out on our kids. Now, if you find out that someone, or if you think that someone is being abused, you can report it to a hotline, the child abuse hotline. Or you can even call us. Our number is 606-325-4737, and we will guide you through making a report. We can't do it because it's not firsthand knowledge to the person answering the phone. It has to come from the person with the knowledge. So what we can do is we can walk you through the steps of filing a report. It's confidential, so really so important to, if you suspect something, even trust your gut. We're born with that gut feeling, and a lot of people need to learn to trust it more. If you think something's going on, report it.
Absolutely. And now, you mentioned that there has been an uptick in the number of cases since the beginning of the COVID pandemic. Has the pandemic affected the way you guys do what you do there?
It absolutely has affected the way that we do business here at Hope's Place. For a while, we went to no clients at all. We switched over to a telehealth system to be able to still provide counseling to these kids. And it has actually worked very, very well. It was kind of a seamless transition because everybody was at a point where they understood what was going on. So we cut down traffic at Hope's Place, and we even went to the skeleton crew with our employees. And we don't have a large office. I think there's maybe 14 of us. And so we keep it to a minimum. We have a very large building, so we're able to kind of stay and confine in our offices. And most of our mental health counselors did telehealth over a computer. Now, we do have those clients that therapists think that they need to lay eyes on them. They need to see them in person for whatever reason. That kid may really need that human contact. So we were still allowing them with one caregiver to come in and, you know, do what they needed to do. Now, something that hasn't stopped during COVID is our emergencies, you know, things that come of immediate need, cases that come in, kids that have been now placed in the foster system that have suffered from physical or sexual abuse. That has really kept us busy, and for people not being as much in and out of the building, it's still pretty busy, in my opinion. And that, you know, it's sad to see, but I'm glad that we're able to be here and to provide these services for these kids. We provide them for free. We never charge anybody for any services that they receive because we're grant-funded and then we're donor-match-funded, which that's where my job comes in. And I get people from the community to help support the cause and help support these kids, and that helps us continue to provide free services.
I'm so glad that you're able to do that. If somebody wants to learn more, or if they would like to give or be involved in some way, how can they get in touch with you?
Okay. If you want to donate, we have a PayPal link on our website, and it's www.hopeplace.org. And that donate button is in the upper right-hand corner, and it takes you to a secure link through PayPal, and you can choose either a one-time donation or you can choose a monthly donation, and you'll get a receipt sent right to your email. You can also mail a check to us at 1100 Greenup Avenue, and that's Ashland, Kentucky, 41101. If you want to drop by in person, let me know. We'll do it socially distanced, and if you want to get a picture, we can put a picture on our Facebook. People are so hesitant to take credit for donations, but I always like to give our people a shout out if they want, because I think it's important that our community sees their other community members, their friends, their families supporting Hope's Place because it's such a good cause. And it's really hard to put a face with child sexual abuse because we don't want to put the child through anymore. So why put their face on a poster, or why, you know, put their story on Facebook? Or it's a sensitive subject. It's hard to talk about for a lot of people because it triggers so much trauma and devastation for a lot of people. So it makes my job a little bit, I have to think outside the box because I have to make people realize how important this is in our community. So in order to get donors, I'm more of a face-to-face person. I love to talk to people, and I love to really look them in their eyes and let them see, you know, my knowledge and my passion for what I see go on every day. That will usually, you know, encourage people to donate whatever they can, whether it be a dollar, you know, $1,000, $10,000. Every little bit helps. The average cost for a child to get services at Hope's Place is around $2,000. And a lot of the times, if we have to send off extra testing or if we have to do something else out of the norm, that comes from donations. That comes from you. It comes from people in the community. I donate to my own workplace. I make donations. So this is really important to me. It's true to my heart, and it's something that I hope more people would love to do and to donate to in our community. It's greatly needed. So when people donate to Hope's Place, it is all encompassing. It helps us in so many ways. So throughout the year, we like to do a lot of fundraisers. Our most popular fundraiser is our chocolate extravaganza. I think this year, will be our 23rd. We didn't get to have it last year because of COVID, so it's thrown me off. We're looking into doing something a little bit different this year. I want to get businesses and restaurants involved in making chocolate items and maybe, you know, having people socially distant pick them up instead of the usual affair that we have at the mall. And it's very big. It's the Saturday before Easter. The year before last, we had perhaps the biggest extravaganza we've ever had. And it was a really successful year. So when COVID happened last year, so close, I was devastated that it was outright canceled because we didn't have a contingency plan for such a devastating thing to happen. So this year, I'm, like I said, working on a different path for chocolate so we can still have it. And then beyond, I'll kind of readjust and see how COVID is going and maybe take a different route for the rest of the year to fundraise.
Excellent. Well, I want to remind our listeners, I've been talking with Tiffany Job from Hope's Place in Ashland, Kentucky, Child Advocacy Agency there. And if you want to find out more about them, you can find them on Facebook. I also want to reiterate the message that Tiffany shared earlier, that if you see signs or you have a suspicion that a child is being abused physically or sexually, please, if you see something, say something, and don't be afraid to reach out and report what you see so that the child can receive the help that they may possibly need. I want to say thank you so much, Tiffany, for spending some time with us today. If you are part of an organization that's doing something to help our community, I'd love to talk to you as well. Send me a message at communitymatters@walkfm.org. And who knows, maybe next time I'll be talking to you on our Community Matters interview. For now, my name is Kyle. You're listening to Walk FM, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.